This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's official. I am publicly announcing I am breaking up with the Colorado Rockies.
No.
I am, Brian.
No.
We've had some good times. A few of them, not very many. We've had some really bad times, and those bad times are no longer, because this is the end of my relationship with the Colorado Rockies. The bus, as many glorious turns and twists and rides that we had on the bus will be going out. Here's one last time, the horn, the glorious horn of the Rockies bus. That will be the last time you ever hear it. I'm done. Last night was the straw that broke the camel's back. I've been the one standing alone fighting for this team. I've done it with pride. But this relationship is over. The Rockies yesterday leading 5-0 in the first inning. They called up their number one prospect, Jordan Beck. Second pitch he sees, laces a single. I said, okay, things are going to be good. We can get through this. They didn't score again until the 10th inning. You say they were up 5-0. They were up 5-0 going into the bottom of the ninth. They gave up 5 in the bottom of the ninth. They got 1 in the top of the 10th. They gave up 2 in the bottom. To the Miami Marlins, who are 7-24. So to the Rockies, I bid you adieu. Many a good night. Lots of pain. Some smiles along the way. But more tears. Until next time. But there won't be one. Goodbye to the Colorado Rockies, and goodbye to this love affair and this crazy, crazy ride that it has been. I can take no more pain. I can take no more hurt. I can take no more from you, the Colorado Rockies. I wish you the best. I wish I could say it's not you, it's me, but it's you. You're horrible, horrible people. And I'm done. I can't do it anymore. So everybody hurts, and you've hurt me for the last time again. I am officially breaking up with the Colorado Rockies. Please respect my privacy at this time.
I'm sorry, Tanner. I'm sorry for your loss. Sorry things didn't work out. I don't think any of us could see this coming. Let me just say, as I will stand here and I will speak on behalf of the Rockies, who right now were blindsided by this. They thought that it was unconditional love. They had heard you speak even before this season began that you didn't expect a lot from them. You let the Rockies know that what they were going to do this year was grow and just give you some things to look forward to for the future. You told us all, do not measure this season on wins and losses. If you're going to do that, you're going to be very disappointed. You told us these things, Tanner. You said those words. And now, not even a quarter of the way through this year's season of this relationship, you are bailing. Because things get a little bit rough. Let me tell you, you went into this relationship knowing that...
This has been a long relationship.
Knowing that scoring was going to happen. Knowing that you would have that going for you. But what you feared was, would you be able to pitch? would your work from the mound be noticed? And The work, I'm sorry, I'm speaking again for the Rockies. We did more than you expected in that.
No.
We've over-delivered in pitching.
No, the Rockies did not.
All you wanted from us was to keep teams under 7 runs so you could score 8 and win. Now, our offense, yes, we have some growing to do. We have some things that we've done wrong in this relationship.
It's over. You can't
but
change
never,
my mind.
You cannot turn your back
it's
on
over.
The team that you have professed your love to through better or worse.
I can't do it anymore.
You warned us that this was going to be a horrible year.
Yeah, well.
When we all complained, and you've all along been saying, just put the young guys in. Let's just suck this year, but at least we'll learn something from it and we'll get experience.
I can't do it, Brian.
And now, as they're doing exactly what you predicted, you are deciding to pack your bags and leave.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, what are we going to tell the kids?
Again. I don't care what
you
tell
the kids.
What
do you tell the kids? Where did Dad go? Where did he go? He said he was just running to the store.
Tell him I caught you with another man. I don't care what you tell him.
You're going to end up, you're running to the Dodgers, aren't you?
No.
I saw you looking at him. I saw the way you envied him.
The brain.
I've seen you when John Gates is in here, our mayor, and you look at him and you go, I wish I had that relationship. I am jealous of you, Mayor Gates. Why can't I have that?
And no, it's over, Brian.
No, you know what's going to happen?
It's
now
over.
That they have gotten rid of the dead weight of your fake fandom,
they can
finally blossom having people who really believe in them behind them. Look out. We're only 8.5 games out of that wild card spot.
Are we?
And and it is going to start now. One little 4-game winning streak, and you're going to be crying.
Nope.
You're going to be late night calling me, going, you up?
Nope.
You're going to be doing all that stuff.
It's over. It is over. It is dead. It is gone. I am done with the Colorado Rockies. And I mean it. I mean
you
that.
You are not.
I 100% am done.
Are you going to go? Don't you have tickets to a game coming up?
That will be the last time.
Will you not, Joe? That would be it.
It will be
the last time. Unless, of course, they've won.
My parents
7
bought
of 10 before that.
My parents bought some tickets from Friends of Baseball that are right behind home plate. So I will be down there next Thursday, and that will be it. I will not be going. I will not be watching. You tell me Ryan Feltner pitches 8 innings of shutout baseball, and Bud Black's too dumb to know that he's at the end of it, and so he throws him back out there. Bud Black's to blame for this. Justin Lawrence is to blame for this. It's over. It's done. It's over. I'm tired of the Colorado Rockies. I'm absolutely done with it. I can't do it anymore. Until changes are made,
It's not going to happen.
Then it's over.
You can't quit.
It's over.
You warned us. You were just months ago. You were right here telling us what to expect. Now, you got poor people who are on the bus right now. Matt, who was on this bus, he jumped on with you at the beginning of the year, for better or for worse, knowing what the ride would be. Matt texts in saying, where did my bus driver go? I am lost and stranded on a damn bus with no driver. SOS. Multiple exclamation points.
Take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Oh.
I'm done. Texter here. Obviously, you're not a true Rocky fan, quitter.
Yep.
Whatever you want to call me. I said, please respect my privacy at this time. You're not respecting my privacy.
If you wanted privacy, you wouldn't be doing this on the radio.
Shut up, Brian.
Okay.
Dutchman
get
texting
him.
In. As
get
I look
him.
At the
Everybody
10 stages of breakup
him.
Grief, I think Tanner has gone through shock, denial, and now he's at anger. T still needs to go through distraction, bargaining, sadness, independence, revenge, relapse, and then finally acceptance. Tanner, you have a long way to go in this breakup process. He said, Dexter, I need a 6.55 sticker for my vehicle. That's a quarter of a way through a marathon, which is where we're at. He said, Tanner, I tried for 30 years to stop being a Redskin Commanders fan. You can't just turn it off. Sorry to say, my friend, but you'll always bleed purple. It's dead. I'm done. I am done. I'm not getting back into it this year. I'm over it. Everything goes right in that game. Everything. Ryan Feltner goes 8 innings of two-hit baseball. 8 innings of two-hit baseball against the 6-24 Marlins. And they leave him in the 9th inning. Instead of bringing somebody in, he gives up 3. And then here comes Justin Lawrence to give up 2 more. Bud Black needs gone. I'm done with the Rockies. That is it. We've got better things to talk about.
No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No,
we're done.
It's a, no.
I'm breaking up. It's broken up. It's over.
It can't
Marriage
be.
Is off.
People will look back at this relationship that has gone on since your existence.
Correct.
For as long as you have loved the Rockies. And people are going to go, you know, what was it? What, you know, when did it end? It was April 30th.
It was.
In 2024 when we lost to the Marlins.
Yes.
That's the deal breaker.
Yeah.
Losing to the Marlins.
The 6-24 okay. Marlins. Yeah. It's
well,
over. It's
well,
over.
Now we have the same, we're about the same record.
Yeah. That's even more pathetic. Kent thinks I'm in the stage of denial, the state of denial. You have a few more stages to go through. It's going to be a difficult journey, and I know I'm going to send a text every once in a while, like, hey,
of course you are.
I miss you.
I know, but
I'm not going back. I'm not going back.
Yeah, the bus you say that.
The bus is dead. We had one last ride. It's over. It's over. Because the Rockies are horrible, and they're inept.
You knew they were going to be. You told us they would be.
The fact that Bud Black still has a job. I'm not doing it. It's over.
Matt has offered to take over the squad as well.
He's got it.
Beanball will commence.
He is now the leader of the Rockies. I can't do it anymore. I could not do it anymore.
Well, I'm sorry to see you go. I'm going to have to now be the only one who follows along. I have zero expectations, so it's not like I can be
disappointed. You're a Vikings fan. You're used to it.
You know, as much as you may think that's a burn, I do that to myself. Yeah, there's truth.
I can't do
I
it.
Can't. I will never quit on my teams.
It's over with the Rockies.
I never really got on the bus, did I?
No, you never did. No, you never did.
Because I think I sensed that your heart wasn't in this.
I would, dude.
You're a faker.
I don't know if I can say that here, but I fought my butt off for 2 weeks around here. Fighting for the Rockies.
2 weeks.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, really, the past... How long have I worked here? 9 years?
Yeah.
God, time for a new job. Worked here for 9 years. I have fought for these Rockies every single year. I had Angel on the bus for a while. Angel couldn't even get on the bus with me this year. It's over. It was a good run. Well, it was a
run. Was it?
It was a run, at least, and no runs are good. But, thank goodness... We've got the Colorado Avalanche, who finished the series last night. Goodbye, Colorado Rockies. I've got big googly eyes for what took place last night. Let's relive the big win, the closeout game for the Avs over the Winnipeg Jets.
Rampant into space. Taves, backdoor to Nichushkin. He scores! It's the 2-2 train. Pull it into the station.
Off a body. Save made by Hellebuck. Trenton's got it back.
He scores! Tremendous from Trenton. And Yakov Trenton has his sixth career playoff goal. First with the Avalanche.
Middlestadt. Berlekkinen. He lets it go.
It's in! That's two own goals in that same end of the ice. This one's going to go for Arturi Lekkinen.
MacKinnon up top for Taves. He lets it go. Tip.
Score! The Moose, for the first time in this series, is loose.
2-on-1 with Mikko Rantanen and MacKinnon holding over for Rantanen.
He scores! Talk to me, Moose! Mikko has two, and the Avalanche have a two-goal lead.
Oh, the talk to me, Moose line there from Connor McGahee on the call last night. Angel, thank you for putting that together. All the small things are going the Avs way right now. They advance, and now let's watch as the Stars and the Knights beat each other up, Brian.
Yeah, I hope that goes 7. Physical.
Yeah.
I hope they just beat the hell out of each other. That would be wonderful. Avalanche, meantime, can sit back and realize that, man, they really clicked it on. They got that one stinker out of the way in game one, and then, wow. They obviously inspired by my words, you know, of saying that I thought it was over. And they're like, yeah, we'll show you, just like the Rockies will do for you.
No, yeah, I'm done. Stickman said Tanner will be sending a you-up text to the Rockies after a night of drinking. You'll never get over them. No, I will. It's over.
Oh, what? Oh,
it's
hold
over.
It. Todd Helton's on the phone?
Yeah. Sorry.
He would like to talk to you?
No. I'm good.
What happened, I'm Tanner? Good. What happened between you and my team? No,
it's over.
That's what he's saying.
It's over.
Yeah, Avalanche, yeah. Okay, go with the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what
Avalanche,
I'm going to be.
Nice.
I am now focusing all of my energies. No more flipping drink commercials. I will sit there and watch what a pro wants, what a pro needs in the Nuggets game instead of switching over to the Rockies.
Uh-huh.
It's done. I will not watch another game outside of the one next Thursday that I'm having to go to, although my mother did text and said that she's taking somebody else now because I've lost the Rockies. So. And maybe I don't have to even watch them then. 7-22. It's over. My love affair with the Colorado Rockies is over. We thank you for the times that we spent together.
You're a quitter.
There will be no more.
Jenna, if you're listening, realize you're on a short leash.
She would never treat me the way that the Rockies treated me.
Not saying your wife is on a leash.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. You want to take that all back?
I do.
8:22 the time now.
I really do.
Still to come this hour, Mindy Stevens from the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce will join us, and I don't have to talk or watch the Rockies anymore. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. Brady's going to be my grief counselor through this. I ran into him in the hall. He said, you don't need him. You're better than them. You don't need to put yourself through that anymore. So he's going to be my grief counselor with the breakup with the Colorado Rockies.
All right. Well, that's fine. I just know me and Jerry are going to get tighter.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. Yeah, sure, I was always, you know, jealous that, you know, you and Jerry seem to hang out more often than me. So, you know, that's okay. It's all right now. At least I've got my shimmel.
Yeah.
All right. Me and Jerry will be tight, and we look forward to talking to him each Friday as well and continue our relationship and talk about our Colorado Rockies back in action today against the Marlins.
Yeah, that'll be fun for everybody who participates.
Tanner's quitting, but you know who won't quit on you?
Who?
The Doolin McQuinn Young at trialproven.com. Maybe you've been in a bad relationship or you've been injured by your baseball team. Okay, they can't help you there, but what they can help you with is, you know, when you take on, if you have a situation where, you know, maybe you get injured in an accident, something like that, where you're taking on one of the trucking companies, things like that, big insurance groups, that can be really intimidating, you know, when it's just you and you're going to try to take on somebody with the deepest pockets in the world with a big, you know, array of lawyers and all that, and you think, what can I do? Well, you can check out trialproven.com. Because they have a wealth of experience in not only winning, but beating the hell out of those people in court and getting settlements that are above and beyond what was being offered. And that is not something that's rare. That's the way they go about it. You want somebody who's going to firmly stand in your corner, fight for you, and get you all that you are deserving? TrialProven.com is that place. You can find them online. TrialProven.com, or give them a call for a free consult. Just write this number down, 303-246-1111. Give them a call today for a free consult. That's Doolin McQuinn Young at TrialProven.com.
Brand new texture of the program, 970 start, ends in 3283. Tanner, I was purple, now bleed Dodger blue. That will not be happening. Let me just, like, I'm not... I can't say that. I can't say what I was going to say. I'm not a hussy, Brian. I'm not going to jump around. I'm not going to go to my team's arch rival.
You're not a fan of ill repute?
No.
Yeah.
Some more educated to say.
You're not going to whore your way around the major leagues.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not.
Your services are not up for sale
to
the highest bidder for fandom?
No.
Are you going to slip into being a Brave fan?
I might. I will say that. I might. I already own some Braves gear. One of my best buddies is a huge Braves fan. I've followed them for a long time as well, just to know what good baseball looks like. So I might slip into being a Braves fan. But we shall see.
Okay, one question for you here.
Okay.
Shut up. Say the Rockies go on a 15-2 run.
Good for them.
Okay.
I hope they're happy
and
now.
Will you ask them to let you back?
No. I don't care.
So even if they go on to a World Series.
Nope. I'm done.
Okay.
Done. I'm done.
All right.
8:29 the time. Now you're listening to Good Morning NoCo. Everybody's trying to help me through this. Kent Penley, A1 Organics. I got the A1 Organics hat on for our A1 Organics Game of the Week. I was going to start billing Kent by every time I say A1 Organics. But we've got Eaton and University coming up today. 4 o'clock first pitch, 3:30 pregame. It's good. Number one versus number two in the state. Going to be a great game. Hopefully the wind, everything holds off until after this game. But he said, it's okay to be a fan, but be a realistic fan. I was a fan of the Rangers since 1972 and finally won a World Series last year. But I was honest and knew the years they sucked. I knew they were going to suck this year, Kent. I didn't think they were going to suck this bad. That loss yesterday awoke something in me and broke something in me. And it's done. I'm done. That will be. I said, please respect my privacy at this difficult time, okay? That's what I said. I want to say thanks to Brody and Clearwater Products.
You yell a lot.
Brody and Clearwater Products now have an e-commerce store, clearwaterproducts.company.site. He's trying to get me to become a Minnesota Twins fan. No, not doing that. Respect my privacy.
One of the hottest teams in baseball right now.
Respect my privacy. Clearwater Products, you can get all your ag needs from chemical hoses to anything that you need out there. Belts, bearings, you can get it at the store, online, or they'll deliver it to the field for you. I know we're getting into those days where it's like there's not enough time in the day. Even though the sun's up longer, you're working longer, you can't break away and get into town, they can deliver it to the field for you. It's clearwaterproducts.company.site. They 8:33 the time.
Are you getting attacked?
Oh, Finley said, shut up. You're on the radio. You have no privacy. I said respect my privacy during this difficult time. You guys are all heathens. Mindy Stevens will join us from the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk about Small Business Week coming up next, but first, bottom of the hour, news and Weather Center.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I do appreciate the outpouring support for my breakup at this time, Brian.
People really supporting you?
Yeah. Doug said, I welcome to the light. It hurts so much because we were strong believers in the Rockies, but it comes to a point where winners can't keep following losers. I got called a winner this morning. My day is made. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwinn.
Was that
Schwind.
To me?
No, okay. It definitely wasn't to you. That's Brian Carey joining us in the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's Mindy Stevens from the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are great.
She's here to defend me.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm on Brian's side today.
Well, absolutely.
On what?
Maybe I'll be
whatever.
On your side next time.
On what topic?
On anything.
Yes.
That's maybe you. It'll be a fair fight now that you're 2v1 over here.
Ooh, those are fighting words, Brian. Oh, what are we
really
going
to do? He's just so full of himself, and when you look over there, you wonder why.
Because I got 8 hours of sleep last night for the first time in like 3 years. So
that's
about what it is. Mindy, well, thanks for being in here this morning. We've got a lot to get to. Last night was the Greeley Eats, is that right?
It definitely was, and it was a huge success.
Oh, wow.
Yes, over 200 attendees, over 20 plus vendors that we had there, incredible food, incredible energy, incredible people. Yes, you guys missed out.
Awesome.
You weren't there.
I feel really dumb. I didn't realize it was last night. And you had how many? How many different vendors?
So I had 20 plus vendors.
20
yes.
plus
drinks.
Vendors, just an array of different kinds of
yes.
foods.
Yes. Oh gosh, all different kinds: appetizers, main courses, desserts, and drinks.
Ooh.
All delicious.
That sounds wonderful.
And over 200 people showed up. Was that growth over last year? Because this is the second year, correct?
Yes, it is the second year. I do believe there was a little bit of growth there. I don't know the exact number, but yes. And we got a lot of traction as far as people kind of like you saying, wait, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, it takes a while when you're going to start something like that. It takes a couple years to pull it off, and then it gets people talking. And those vendors who had a great experience, those people who showed up and had a great experience. So this thing should be able to grow and grow and grow, because being able to feature some of the great cuisine we do have around here. We have so many places that, you know, people might not be aware of, and it's a great opportunity for them to get to, or the places where you go, you know, I've been by there 100 times and I haven't tried it.
Exactly.
And that's probably, you got a little of both of that, I would imagine, through this.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I had multiple conversations with people and they were saying that they were looking for specific things or like specific things. And I said, wait, have you been here and tried this? And they say, actually, I haven't. There's customized cuisines for everybody's taste buds. So it's really a great opportunity to try a little bit of everything.
That's awesome.
No, I know you guys have been very excited about that event. And anytime you launch something new and see it into its second year, it's always, it's like, now it's a toddler. So you got to handle it a little differently, but it's still a lot of fun. Also, National Small Business Week this week?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes. We are celebrating the heart of small business nationally this week. And then in addition to that, Greeley Area Chamber is specifically going to be doing a Small Business Week walk. So that's going to be on May 20th to May 23rd. And we are going to be hitting the pavement and celebrating the heart of small business. I'm actually a previous business owner myself, and I know what it's like to be in the trenches and really make that small business work and really what we provide to the community. And we appreciate all business, but small business heartbeat is mighty, little but mighty.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tanner.
Well, I was just going to say, I had somebody kind of call me out the other day. I know. But this is one. This is one that they were just dead wrong on. With something got started about, you know, Amazon or Walmart or whatever, and we were kind of whining and complaining about it. And they said, well, you know, it'll be the same. We're the same ones who will go spend, you know, the money there. I'm like, I don't do that. I can't tell you the last time I ordered something from Amazon. I can't tell you the last time I've been into a Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, I shop at Heritage Market out there and eating with for our groceries, right? Right? Like I truly do, and it's something that kind of grew with me immensely during COVID, because I could see, sorry for lack of better term, but the small business is getting shafted by the government saying, hey, X, Y, or Z can stay open if you're this big or whatever, but you can't. And it grew in me. And also just knowing, you know, being a locally owned radio station, there aren't many of those left. We are one of a very few that are, they're still fighting the good fight and succeeding. And it's because of the other local small businesses in the area that works. And that there, those are the people that are sponsoring the high school teams out there. This is one passion of mine, like where I back up what I say. When you shop small and you shop local, that money's going to be reinvested into the economy here. And I know the chamber feels that same way.
Exactly. Yes. And when you keep your money local, you know, it supports local. And like you talk about the baseball teams and things like that, that's really the a lot of the beauty that we get to see and enjoy here in Greeley. And actually some of the just public safety services and things that we have, I actually had the pleasure of in leadership Weld County. I'll put a plug for that as well. We did a public safety day, and shout out to all of the service members and anybody who provides any community services for us, because we don't know what they go through in the trenches, and small business is really hand in hand with that, because like you said, we're fighting the good fight.
No, and it's so true. And I love a business where you can walk in and you could actually see or talk to an owner.
Yes.
You know, I think everyone's reached that frustration in business where you try to talk to somebody who actually knows what they're talking about or could make a decision.
Yeah.
And not just direct you somewhere else into this endless, you know what I mean?
This endless stream
yes. of, no, contact this person, this person, this person. Then you end up right back where you started.
Oh, my goodness, yes. The daisy chain of phone numbers.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
That's the term I was looking for.
Or, you know, if you can't get the owner, having an owner that will train and supply, you know, staff that does know what they're talking about and providing good services and things just the same as they would. But the daisy chain of phone numbers is no good. So that's actually the funnest part of my job, is I like to call and give a direct line, and I actually tell them, if you don't find who you need, you call me back and I will help you out.
That's awesome. It really is a headache.
It is. Well, talk to us about this walk. What is it going to entail? What are the details?
Yes. So we are going to be starting on Monday. So Monday we are going to be setting out with some of our board members, some of our ambassadors, maybe a few volunteers and things like that. Some staff here and there, as we are allowed to trickle out. We got to keep the office open too for all the rest of everyone else. But we're going to be walking around and thanking businesses just for what they do and being the heartbeat of our community, and we might have a few goodies and things like that. And there's also a potential of a prize at a drawing that we're having as well. So we have a lot of good things, and really just we want to get out and, you know, spread some love and spread some good energy to these businesses and tell them thank you for being, you know, that smaller heartbeat of our community.
And I'm not an expert, but as she said, there's a potential of these things. I caught a look in her eye like it was going to happen.
Don't want to miss
out. All right.
Well, and I believe it was last last year too, where you guys did some videos and stuff like that for some of these small businesses. Is that part of the reason why you got you went to the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce? Is because obviously I can see you're passionate about small businesses.
Yeah, it was definitely a big part of why, and just who the chamber is in general. I know that the chamber is a great resource for small business and business in general, business community and connection and networking and things like that. So most definitely, like I said, I've been in the trenches. I've been there, and I know what it's like to make a phone call and have somebody try and turn you around somewhere else. And that's not what we're all about. We want our small business and all business to be successful in Greeley and in surrounding areas, so that way we can all thrive and be successful and enjoy our lives.
I love that local business is the heartbeat of this area, and people do recognize it. And I love the amount of times I hear from people that, look, I was down at Mom's Popcorn, or I was down at this place, or I stopped in here. And I really got to discover that more than any. I'd lived in this area for over 30 years, but when I began working in downtown Greeley at our old KFKA building, which was
beautiful.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Welcome to Opposite Day.
I liked it. It was okay.
It sucked. But what didn't was getting the opportunity to spend more time downtown. I got to, during breaks and so forth, actually walk around downtown. And for somebody who lived on the west end of town, for 30 years, I knew of downtown. I knew there was stuff there, but I didn't get to spend a lot of time in it. Once I did that, man, I got to meet the owners of these stores. I got to walk around downtown and pop into all these places. And that's where you really felt, here's where the unique shopping experiences are. Here's where you find those items you give somebody for a birthday, for Christmas, for that they never put away, that always sits out, and people ask, where did you get that? Oh, my cousin in Colorado, got me that. That's what you find here.
You're naturally immersed into a community of connections, and you talk about gifts for birthday parties and Christmas and things like that, and it just makes my heart so happy to know that I'm supporting another local independent or small business to really just to provide some joy to my own family. So it's like there's just all kinds of goodness going around with local small business, and yeah, it's good stuff.
Texter here said, what are some cool new businesses that have come to town over the last couple of years? I know that's putting you right on the spot, Mindy, but do you have anything that comes to mind?
Oh, gosh. Well, I do have a few of them that come to mind. One of them specifically, just because we're on the food gig right now, Katie's Bakes and Hill Yeah Barbecue are actually two of my newest investors. I have
Kate, Kate Purser?
Kate Siemens with Katie's Bakes.
Oh, Katie's Bakes. Okay.
Yes, Katie's Bakes. She's brand new to town.
Really?
And she's absolutely wonderful. Those cinnamon rolls will melt in your mouth. Same with the smoky barbecue. Well, I might have to bring some by. I'll call her up. I got a connection, don't you know? Okay. I have connections. So
that's awesome.
Some food businesses. We have a couple of digital businesses as well. But we actually post on our Facebook page all of our new investors. So if you want to check it out there, go look there. We post them independently whenever they come up. So, and we're always trying to shout them out. We usually do a shout out at the end of the month as well of all of our new monthly investors, our website, or just give us a call. We'd be happy to chat with you guys and tell you what we got going on.
I love it, Mindy. You are always full of energy and life, and we always appreciate when you stop by the Aloe Fiber Studios. So thanks so much for your time today. Is there anything that we missed that we need to let the people know about?
Just thank you for having me, and I ultimately want to give a shout out to Krista, the whole Greeley Chamber team, all of our ambassadors, and just the whole Greeley Area Chamber community for supporting us and supporting small business. And I encourage everybody to get out and do the same. Just get out and say thank you to some business and thank them for being here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wrap it up. Code's always saying, always support local. That's absolutely right. Texter there. All right, 8:51 the time. Mindy, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's jump out, get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick. All right, let's get to the text line here. Dutchman wondering why Mindy was calling the new small businesses investors, because they invest to become a member of the Greeley Area Chamber of Commerce, and you certainly can as well to do that if you are a small business owner out there. Of course, I have said that I'm done with the Rockies, sent a lot of people into a stir, into a tizzy.
You may be overestimating it.
The text line begs to differ, and no one's respecting my privacy, and I don't understand why. But this texter says, hey, Brian, send out the alerts. Somebody has kidnapped your co-host and replaced them with something else.
Yeah. Yeah, this was the diehard Rockies guy always, keeping things in reality. Don't expect anything this year. Apparently, you didn't listen because you were expecting something, and now I don't understand. They've done a lot of bad things to you. I don't see where what happened yesterday is like the worst thing they've done to you.
Because they...
I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But no, I can still explain. I'm still in the grief stage. I can still explain why I came to this decision.
Yes.
And it's the Marlins, who were 6-24 going into that game.
Marlins were almost a playoff team last year.
The Rockies, they weren't a playoff team.
Okay. See?
Rockies scored 5 in the first inning. Ryan Feltner threw 8 innings of 2-hit baseball.
Pretty darn good pitching effort. That gives you something to hope for.
That 8th inning, you can see him start to struggle. And what does good old Buddy Black, who's been turning Rockies wins into Rockies losses for years now, do? He trots him back out there in the 9th to close it out. And then the Rockies give up 5 in the bottom of the 9th. First game ever, by the way, to go to extra innings with 5 runs scored in the top of the 1st and 5 in the bottom of the 9th with no scoring in between.
They're doing things nobody has done before.
And that's why the divorce is finalized. That's why I've broken
up. It hasn't been finalized.
It is finalized.
No, it's
over.
It's not
finalized.
You're just separating right now.
No, I'm not, Brian. It's over.
This is a trial separation.
It is not. You can't tell me how to handle my relationship with the Rockies. It's done. It's over. I deserve better, plain and simple. My love for baseball still exists, and I will watch other baseball as a neutral party. I will not be joining. I can't believe, you know, in this text.
Are you
guys
still going to hook up?
I believe it's Randy. No. I believe it's Randy, but he said he was a Rockies fan, now bleed Dodger blue. Like, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I don't respect that. I get it.
So you're quitting baseball?
No, I'm not quitting baseball. I'm just not going to be a fan of any teams. I'm just going to be a simple enjoyer of baseball. That's all I am going to be.
A simple enjoyer of baseball.
Yeah.
And we can hear that today as you'll be an enjoyer of some baseball.
Finally, some good baseball. Does this mean Brady's driving the bus? This texter wants to know. He doesn't seem to ever be on the same side of an issue as Tanner.
This is true, but Brady he refuses to get on the bus.
No.
I don't think he's even walked through for a tour or came up and gotten a bag of chips.
No, Brady is my grief counselor at this time. He's telling me that I deserve better. And I do deserve better, damn it.
Well, pick another team.
No. No.
Well, then you don't deserve better. You deserve what you've got.
Yeah, I'm a simple enjoyer of baseball. I'm not going to go jumping around. I don't need a rebound. I'm a strong, independent baseball fan. Independent being the key word.
Uh-huh.
I'm over it. It's done. I have broken up with the Colorado Rockies.
He'll come back.
I won't.
You will.
Please respect my privacy at this time. Dutchman's not respecting my privacy. Oh, Dutchman. Dutchman, this is nothing like that. Look for the Rockies to win 8 or 9 of the next 10.
Yep.
And then, he said it's like when Brady trashes Jamal Murray and then Murray goes off. The Rockies aren't probably going to win 8 or 9 games all year long.
They are going on a streak right now. It all starts today.
122 losses they're on pace for.
Yeah. You know, if they're going to do it, though.
That's
the way I look at
it.
What is the record for the most losses in a season?
I don't know that fact.
I mean, is that something that they could they could go after?
Are
the White Sox going to beat them to that? Because the White Sox they've only won 6. We've won 7 as well as the Marlins. Those are your 3 worst teams.
Yeah. They deserve everything bad that's going to happen to them. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, Kyle Clark, host of Next.
I'm guaranteeing
on
the Rockies
9
win
News.
Today.
What was that?
I'm guaranteeing a Rockies win today.
Yeah, no. Kyle Clark, host of Next with 9 News, will join us at 9:05. Always excited to have him on the first Wednesday of every single month. So we'll be excited to talk with Kyle. We'll have much more still to come here in this 9 o'clock hour. It's a Wednesday here on Good Morning NoCo. We're presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.